Ishasha, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the Vyasa Puja Jianzuo, 时间 1973年 8月22日, 地点 英国 伦敦。 我亲爱的孩子们, 我非常感谢大家, 这么热情地进行 Vyasa Puja。 我们已经解释好几次了, 为什么这个活动被称为 Vyasa Puja。 我在早上解释了, 这个崇拜仪式, 有的人可能会想, 啊, 这个人是在教他的门徒们, 崇拜凡人。 但这并不是崇拜凡人, 一个人不应该误解, Vyasadeva 是最原初的灵性导师, 最原初的灵性导师是 Krishna.
Krishna, Brahma was initiated. Lord,
从 Krishna那里, 主 Brahma 得到启迪。
Lord Brahma, Tene Brahma Rida Adikavai Muyantija Suraya. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这在 Srimad Bhagavatam中说到的。
That when Brahma was created, it was all darkness within the universe.
当 Brahma 被创造的时候, 宇宙里到处都是黑暗。
He could not understand what is the purpose of his becoming there.
他不能明白他出现在那里的目的。
Then he engaged himself in tapasya, and he was initiated from within.
然后他从事于 tapasya, 然后从内部得到了启迪。
Krishna is within everyone.
Krishna在每个人之中。
Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishthati. So he is called Chaitya Guru. Means Guru within the heart.
因此他被称为 Chaitya Guru, 意思是心中的Guru。
And when Krishna understands, because Krishna knows everything, whatever we are willing, whatever we are doing.
Krishna知道一切, 我们想要的一切, 我们做的一切。
He is the Paramatma, is sitting within our heart as witness.
他是 Paramatma, 他坐在我们的心中, 作为观看者。
Hanumanta Upadrashta. Upadrashta means simply observing what we are doing and what we are desiring.
Upadrashta 意思是仅仅观察我们所做的以及我们所欲望的。
So, as we desire, Krishna is very kind. He gives us facility.
Krishna 很仁慈, 按照我们所欲望的, 他给予我们便利。
We have many times explained.
这我们解释过许多次了。
Therefore, we have got varieties of body to enjoy this material world.
因此我们有不同种类的躯体来享受这个物质世界。
So, when Krishna sees when Krishna sees that a living entity is very anxious to understand him or to revive his Krishna consciousness, then Krishna gives him all opportunities, especially by manifesting himself as the spiritual master.
当 Krishna 看到一个生物体非常急于理解他, 或者说恢复 Krishna 知觉, 那么 Krishna 给予他一切好运, 特别是通过展示自己为灵性导师。
Antarbohi, the spiritual master is therefore Krishna's manifestation, Krishna's mercy manifestation to help a person to develop his Krishna consciousness.
因此灵性导师是 Krishna 的展示, Krishna 的仁慈展示, 来帮助一个人发展, 培养他的 Krishna 知觉。
From within, he is helping. Therefore, he is called Chaitya Guru. And from without, he sends his representative to help how to become advanced in Krishna consciousness.
从内部他在帮助, 因此他被称为 Chaitya Guru. 从外部他派他的代表, 来帮助如何在 Krishna 知觉中进步。
Therefore, to advance in Krishna consciousness, we require two kinds of help.
因此，在 Krishna 这种进步，我们需要两种帮助。
One from Krishna, and another from the spiritual master.
一是从 Krishna 那里，还有一是从灵性导师那里。
It is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
这是在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 中说的。
He'll be glad now that Chaitanya Charitamrita is now published.
You will be very happy to know Chaitanya Charitamrita has been published.
Yes. This is the, our Panditji Pradyumna, he has presented. Actually, he has worked for it. Although I have translated.
This is our Panditji Pradyumna 呈现的。虽然我翻译了，他为此进行了很多工作。
But I'm very much indebted to him that he very carefully edits and makes the thing very perfect.
我非常感激他，他非常仔细地进行了编辑，使这本书非常完美。
So now we have got translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. And Sanskrit portion, because mostly there is Sanskrit portion. So my beloved disciple, Pradyumna, I call him Pandit Mahasaya, because he is actually doing the Pandit's work.
现在我们有了 Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita 的翻译，因为大多数都有梵文的部分，因此我们亲爱的门徒 Pradyumna， 我称他为 Pandit Mahasaya， 因为他事实上是在做 Pandit 的工作。
So he edits and he works very hard.
他进行编辑，他工作非常努力。
Not only that, his wife is also helps in this connection.
不仅是这样，他的妻子也在这方面进行帮助。
So, actually.That is wanted.
事实上，那是所需的。
Kiba vipra kiba sudra nasikane noy. Jai Krishna tattva vipta sai guru. I am sometimes criticized by my god brothers that I have become a marriage maker. Because a sannyasi does not take part in a marriage ceremony.But I get my disciples married.
有时候我的神兄弟们批评我成为一个婚姻制造者，因为一个sannyasi是不应该参与婚礼的，但是我使我的门徒们结婚。
This is also unique in history.
这在历史上也是独特的。
So they criticize me that I have become a marriage maker.
因此他们批评我，我成了一个婚姻制造者。
But they do not know.Why I take this risk?
但他们并不知道为什么我冒这风险。
I have got many disciples, they are married couples, but all of them, husband and wife, they are helping this movement.
我有许多门徒，他们是结婚的夫妇，但他们丈夫和妻子都在帮助这个运动。
Here is Bhagavan Das. He is also.Married man, children.
这里是巴格万达斯，他也结婚了，有孩子。
So actually, married couples should be paramahamsa.
事实上，结婚的夫妇应该成为 paramahamsa.
Paramahamsa means the topmost stage of sannyasi.
Paramahamsa 意思是sannyasi的最高阶段。
Param.Sannyasi has got four stages. Kutichak, Bahudak, Paribrajaka Acharya, and Paramahamsa.
Sannyasi 有四个阶段 Kutichak, Bahudak, Paribrajaka Acharya, and Paramahamsa.
Sannyasi, in the beginning, he is supposed to make a small cottage just on the border of the village.Does not go home, but his necessities are supplied by his home, but he does not go home. This
一个 sannyasi 在一开始的时候，他应该在村子边上造一个小屋子，住在那里。他的必需品都是由他家里提供的，但他并不回家。
This is called kuticha.
这被称为 kuticha.
Then, gradually, when he is practiced, he begs from home to home.
逐渐的，当他对此熟练了，他开始逐家逐户的乞讨。
He does not anymore depend on his own home.
他不再依赖自己的家庭。
That is called Bahudak.
那被称为 Bahudak.
Bahudak means collecting his necessity from many places.
Bahudak 意思是从许多地方收敛他的必需品。
And then, as he becomes practiced, he becomes Parivrajakacharya.
当他对此熟练了，他成为 Parivrajakacharya。
He goes from place to place, village to village, preaching the message of Krishna.
他从一处走到另一处，一个村庄到另一个村庄，传播 Krishna 的信息。
As our Sriman Revati Nandan Maharaj is doing.
我们的 Sriman Revati Nandan Maharaj 就在这么做。
He has now very nice bus.
他现在有非常好的汽车。
All others also doing.
其他人也在做。
Grihasthas are also doing.
Grihasthas 们也在这么做。
Because our only business is Krishna.
因为我们唯一的任务是 Krishna.
It doesn't matter whether it is Grihastha or Vanaprastha or Sannyasi. It doesn't matter.
不管一个人是 Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi 都不要紧。
So when he preaches all over the world, and that is called Parivrajaka Acharya.
当他在全世界传教，那么被称为 Parivrajakacharya。
And when his experience, he executes the word by his assistant.
当他熟练了之后，他通过他的助手们进行的工作。
That is called Paramahamsa.
这被称为 Paramahamsa。
So Grihasthas are supposed to be Paramahamsa.
Grihastha 们应该成为 Paramahamsa.
Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was Grihastha, magistrate, government servant. But he has worked so much for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in writing books.
比如 Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他是 Grihastha, 行政长官，政府的仆人。但是他通过写书为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 做了这么多工作。
Not only writing books, but also begetting a child like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, my spiritual master.
不仅是写书，而且他还生育了像 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, 我的灵性导师这样的孩子。
So, that is Grihastha.
那是 Grihastha.
They should produce children like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami.
他们应该生育像 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj 那样的孩子。
Because we want big stalwart men to preach this Krishna consciousness movement.
因为我们需要坚强的人来传播这个 Krishna 自觉运动。
So everyone has got duty in Krishna consciousness, and this duty is taught by Krishna and the spiritual master.
每个人在 Krishna 自觉中都有义务，这义务是由 Krishna 和灵性导师所教导的。
Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Bhi, Ei Rupe Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Ji.That anyone who is coming to Krishna consciousness is not ordinarily living being.
每一个到 Krishna 世界中来的人，他都不是普通的生物体。
Anyone who is connected with our movement is not ordinarily living being.
任何一个和这我们的运动有联系的人，他不是普通的生物体。
Actually, he is liberated soul.
事实上，他是解脱的灵魂。
I am very much hopeful that my disciples who are now participating in today, even if I die, my movements will not stop.
我感到非常有希望，我的门徒们像现在这样在练习，即便在我死之后，我的运动也不会停止。
I am very much hopeful.
对此非常有希望。
Yes. All these nice boys and girls who have taken so seriously.
所以这些很好的男孩女孩们非常认真地接受了。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted that European and American people may understand the philosophy of Chaitanya cult and take part in it.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 希望欧洲人和美国人们能够理解杰塔涅宗派的哲学，并且参与。
That was his desire.
那是他的欲望。
My Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, he also attempted to send his disciples to preach Chaitanya cult in the Western world.
我的 Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, 他也试图派他的门徒们到西方世界传播杰塔涅的宗派。
One of them, he advised me also.
我也是其中的一个，他也建议了我。
First meeting, perhaps you know, he asked me to preach.
你可能知道，我第一次遇见他的时候，他要求我传教。
So, at that time, I was a young man, only 25 years old, and I was also a householder.
在那时候，我是个年轻人。只有25岁，而且我是居士。
So I should have joined and executed his desire immediately, but due to my ill luck, I could not immediately execute his order. But it was in my heart that it is to be done.
我应该在那时候便加入了立即执行他的欲望。但是由于我的不幸，我没有立即执行他的命令，但是这命令是在我心中，以后一定要做到。
So better late than never.
迟做总比不做好。
Executed his order at the age of 70 years, not at the age of 25 years.
我在70岁的时候执行了他的命令，而不是在25岁的时候。
So actually, I wasted so much time. I can understand that.
事实上，我浪费了这么多时间，我可以理解这一点。
From 20, the message was there when I was 25 years old, but I began at the age of 70 years.
在我25岁的时候便有了这信息，但我在70岁的时候才开始。
But I did not forget the message.
但我并没有忘记这些信息。
Otherwise, how could I do? That is a fact.
要不然我怎么能做到呢？
I was simply finding out the opportunity, how to do it.
我只是在寻找机会，如何去做。
So anyway, although I began very late at the age of 70 years, so by the help of my disciples,This movement is gaining ground and is spreading all over the world.
不管怎么说，尽管我开始的很迟，在70岁的时候，由于我的门徒们的帮助，这运动现在打下了根基，在全世界传播。
So, therefore, I have to thank you. It is all due to you.
因此，我必须要感谢你们，这都是由于了你们。
It is not my credit.But it is your credit that you are helping me in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj.
这并不是我的功劳，这是你们的功劳，你们帮助我实行了我的 Guru Maharaj 的命令。
So, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, that you already know that it is the most essential, most important movement to the human society.
因为你知道，这运动 ，Krishna 自由运动，是对人类社会的最为重要的运动。
Last night, the ambassador of India, His Excellency, Rasagotra, he was present here.
昨天晚上，印度大使 Rasagotra 阁下他在这里。
He also appreciated that this movement is very important movement, and he was very pleased that I have done so much.
他也非常欣赏，这运动是非常重要的运动。他也很高兴我做了这么多。
So this movement will go on. Nobody can stop.
这运动会继续下去，没有人能停止。
This Vyas Puja ceremony means to offer our thanks to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because He is the original Guru.
所以 Vyas Puja 意思是向自尊人格神表示感谢，因为他是原初的 Guru.
As we receive this message through Parampara system, from Krishna to Brahma, Brahma to Narada, Narada to Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva to Madhvacharya.
我们接受的信息是通过 Parampara 系统，从 Krishna 到 Brahma, Brahma 到 Narada, Narada 到 Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva 到 Madhvacharya.
In this way, Madhavendra Puri, then Ishwar Puri, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then six Goswamis, then others,
这样下去到马多人杰普里到伊修瑞普里然后杰坦尼马哈帕普然后六位高斯瓦米和其他人
巴克提米纳塔库加格纳达斯巴吉巴尔克萨达斯巴吉马拉巴克提西达安德萨拉斯蒂 then we have taken
然后到巴克提米纳塔库到加格纳达斯巴吉到高尔克萨达斯巴吉马拉巴克提西达安德萨斯瓦提然后我们接受了
So this, as we have come to this Krishna consciousness understanding through this long parampara, similarly, in the Vyas Puja ceremony, whatever respect, honor and presentation you give, that goes to Krishna through that parampara system, from down.
正如我们得到 Krishna 自觉的理解是通过这么长的 parampara,同样的，在这 Vyasa Puja 仪式中，你所给予的一切敬意和礼物，那都走向 Krishna 通过 Parampara 的系统，从下而上。
As it is received through the Parampara system, so similarly, your offerings also goes through this Parampara system to the Supreme.
正如是通过 Parampara 系统来接受的，同样的，你们的供奉也通过 Parampara 的系统。走向自尊者。
The connection.
这样的联系。
Our system is Gopi Bhakta Pada Kamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasa.
这是我们的系统。
It is sometimes called bureaucracy.
这有时候被称为官样文章。
If you apply something, at least in India, to the president,you'll have to submit to the local collector. The collector will submit to somebody else, then secretary will go.
至少在印度，如果你想要向总统申请什么东西，你必须先把它交给地方上的收集者，然后他把它交给其他人，再交给其他人，再交给秘书，这样。
Then to the president.
然后到总统那里。
Our system is that.
我们的系统是这样。
So it is not that I am training my disciples to worship me, man worship, and getting some honor from them for nothing.
我并不是在训练我的门徒们来崇拜我，进行崇拜凡人，而从我从他那里得到敬意和荣誉，而什么都不给他们，不是这样。
No, it is not that.
不是这样的。
Whatever honor, whatever respect, whatever presentation you are giving to your spiritual master, it will go to Krishna by parampara system.
你们给予你们的灵性导师的一切敬意。 一切荣誉，一切礼物都走向 Krishna， 通过 Parampara 的系统。
This is Vyasa Puja.
这是 Vyasa Puja.
Therefore, it is called Vyasa Puja.
因此，这被称为 Vyasa Puja.
Vyasa Puja means Vyasadev is the original guru.
Vyasa Puja 指 Vyasadev 是原初的 guru.
After Brahma, Narada then Vyasa.
在 Brahma Narada 之后是 Vyasa。
And Vyasa is original guru because from his literature we understand spiritual knowledge.
Vyasa is the original guru because from his literature we understand spiritual knowledge.
All these literatures, whatever we have produced, they are actually originally from Vyasadeva.
我们所出版的所有这些文献，事实上最初都是从 Vyasadeva 那里来的。
The four Vedas, Brahma Sutra, Upanishad, Puranas, they are called Vedic literature.
四部伟大经, Brahma Sutra, Upanishad, Purana, 他们被称为伟大文献。
And whatever is written with the conclusion of this Vedic literature, that is also Vedic literature.
按照伟大文献的结论所写的书，也是伟大文献。
Just like our books.
比如说我们的书籍。
All our books, they are not mental speculation.
所以我们的书籍并不是心意臆测。
Whatever I have learned from my Guru Maharaj, I am presenting.
我在呈现我从我的Guru Maharaj那里听到的一切。
It is not mental speculation.
这并不是心意臆测。
This philosophy, that philosophy, we kick out all this.
这种哲学，那种哲学，我们把这一切都踢开。Unless
we get the knowledge from the authorized source, we don't accept.
除非我们从授权的来源那里得到知识，我们不接受。Because
how we can accept?
我们怎么能接受呢？
A so-called philosopher, scientist, according to, and why according? Everyone can understand. That however great philosopher, scientist one may be, he is imperfect.
所谓的哲学家、科学家们，每个人都知道，无论一个哲学家、科学家多么伟大，他是不完美的。
He is imperfect. Every man.
他是不完美的，每一个人。
I have several times recited this example that in our country, Gandhi was very big politician.
这个例子我举过好几次了，在我们的国家，甘地是个大政治家。
You know Mahatma Gandhi.
你们知道Mahatma Gandhi?
He committed so many mistakes.
他犯了那么多错误。
At last he committed such a great mistake that he was killed.
最后他犯了这么大一个错误，他被杀死了。
That's a long history.
那是很长的历史。
So, even a great person like Mahatma Gandhi, he commits mistake. Therefore, the Shastra says, any conditioned soul, he must commit mistake.
即便像马哈特玛甘地这样伟大的人物，他也犯错误。因此，下学中说到，任何一个受条件限制的灵魂，他一定会犯错误。
However great he may be, in the estimation of fools and dastards.
不管他在笨蛋和傻瓜的眼里看， 是这么伟大。
Sabai Birbaraha Ustra. He must commit mistake, he must be illusion, his propensity is to cheat, and at the end, all the senses are imperfect.
他一定会犯错误，他一定会受迷惑， 他的倾向是欺骗，而且所有的感官都是不完美的。
We have several times described.
我们描述过好多次了。
So much imperfectness, how we can give perfect knowledge?
有这么多不完美，那他怎么能给予完美的知识呢？
Therefore, a so-called philosopher scientist knowledge is always imperfect.
因此，所谓的哲学家、科学家的知识总是不完美的。
The perfect knowledge can be received through these parampara systems.
完美的知识能够通过这 parampara 的系统得到。
From Krishna, Krishna to Brahma, Brahma to Narada, Narada to Vyas, Vyas to Madhvacharya.
从 Krishna 那里 ，Krishna 到 Brahma， Brahma 到 Narada， Narada 到 Vyas， Vyas 到 Madhvacharya.
In this way, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Six Goswamis, then our Guru Maharaj, in this way.
按这样的方式，从 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 六位 Goswami 到我们的 Guru Maharaj。
And our business is just to present whatever we have heard.
我们的任务只是呈现我们所听到的。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的一点。
And because we do not speculate mentally, just like so many swamis come from India.
我们不像那么多从印度来的 swami 那样进行心意臆测。
They make their own presentation by speculation.
他们通过臆测进行他们自己的呈现。
So whatever little success I have got, it is due to this process that I do not present anything which is created by me.
我所取得的每一点成功都是由于这个方法，即我没有呈现任何由我所创造的东西。
That is the secret of that. All these rascals, I say, declaring this, all these rascals come, they manufacture.
这是成功的秘密，所有这些其他的恶棍们，他们到这里来进行自己的创造。
A spiritual thing cannot be manufactured, as God cannot be manufactured. God is always God, and the words of God is also God.
灵性的东西是不能制造的，神是不能制造的，神总是神，而神的话也是神。
If we present as it is, then it will be effective.
如果我们按其所示的进行呈现，那么便会有效。
That is to say in this aspect.
在下士中说道：“
萨当普桑阿特玛玛比杰桑米达，巴万提里斯甘那拉萨埃那卡塔，达朱舍那阿苏阿波瓦卡巴帕尼，萨迦瓦提拉提拉诺克米舍提。” Everything is there.萨当普桑阿特，from a bona fide spiritual master, you receive knowledge because he will present as he has received from his spiritual master.
Satam Prasanga 从一个真正的灵性导师那里你接受知识，因为他会呈现他从他的灵性导师那里接受的。
He'll not adulterate or manufacture something.
他不会掺杂或者制造一些其他东西。
That is the bona fide spiritual.
那是一位真正的灵性导师。
And that is very easy.
而这是非常容易的。
To become spiritual master is not very difficult thing.
成为灵性导师并不困难。
You will have to become a spiritual master.
你们以后会必须成为灵性导师。
You, all my disciples, you, everyone should become a spiritual master.
你们每一个人，我所有的门徒们都应该成为灵性导师。
It is not difficult.
这并不困难。
It is difficult when you manufacture something.
当你自己制造一些东西的时候，那便困难了。
But if you simply present whatever you have heard from your spiritual master, it is very easy.
但是如果你只是呈现你从你的灵性导师那里所听到的，那么非常简单。
If you want to become over intelligent, to present something, to interpret something, whatever you have heard from a spiritual master, you can make.Some further addition, alteration, then it will spoil.
如果你变得过分聪明，在超出你从离心导师那里所听到的呈现一些东西或解释一些东西，做一些进一步增加或修改，那么你会毁了这一切。
Really spoil something.
那你会全毁了。
Don't make addition and alteration.
你不要进行增加或修改。
Simply present as it is.
只是按其所示的呈现。
Therefore we have begun in Bhagavad Gita as it is.
因此我们出版了 Bhagavad Gita 原意。
Don't try to become over spiritual master.
不要试图超过灵性导师。
Then you'll spoil.
那你会毁了。
Remain always a servant of your spiritual master and present the thing as you have heard.
同时当你的灵性导师的仆人，呈现你所听到的。
You'll be spiritual.
你能成为灵性导师。
This is secret. You should know it.
这是秘密，你应该知道。
Don't try to become over intelligent. That will spoil.
你不要变得过分聪明，那会毁了。
Evam parampara pratam evam rajasa yogidu. This is the... So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说
Amara gai guru haiya taro yai desh jare dakho tare kaho krishna upadesh. That's it. It is very nice.
这非常好。
You'll find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, now it is published.
能在其他人他们中找到，这已经出版了。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, He is the Supreme Lord, Krishna. He says, Amaragyan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他是至尊主 Krishna, 他说 Amaragyan.
Whatever I say, Amaragyan, by my order, you become a spiritual master.
通过我的命令，你成为灵性导师。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, one may be very illiterate, no education, no scholarship, may not be born in Brahman family, or may not be a sannyasi.
一个人可能是文盲，没有受教育，没有学问，没有出生在 Brahman 的家庭。或者不是散家子。
There are so many qualifications.
有那么多的资格。
But one may not have all these qualifications.
一个人可能没有这些资格。
He may be rascal number one. But still he can become spiritual master.
他可能是一号的恶棍，但他仍旧能够成为灵性导师。
How?
如何呢？
Amara.As Krishna says, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you follow, then you become spiritual.
按照 Krishna 所说的，按照 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所说的，如果你遵循，那你成为灵性导师。
One may be rascal number one from material estimation, but if he simply strictly follows whatever is said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative.Spiritual master, then he becomes a guru.
一个人可能从物质角度衡量是一号的恶棍，但如果他只是严格的遵循其他两马哈婆婆或者他的代表灵性导师所说的一切，那么他成为古鲁。
So it is not very difficult.
这并不非常困难。
One may not think that I am not qualified to become guru. No, you are qualified if you follow strictly.The parampara system.
一个人可能会想，我没有资格成为guru。不过你有资格，如果你严格的遵循 parampara 的系统。
Then you are qualified.
那样你便有资格。
That's all. Amaragyan guru, and what is the difficulty?
有什么困难呢？
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't feel any difficulty.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，不要觉得有任何困难。
Because as spiritual master,What you have to do?
因为作为灵性导师，你所需要做的是什么呢？
Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you simply speak to him the instruction which Krishna gives.
无论你遇到谁，你讲给他 Krishna 给的指示。
What Krishna instruction gave?
Krishna 给什么样的指示呢？
That is also very easy.
那也很容易。
What is that?
是什么呢？
Krishna said, "Manmana bhava madhvakta madhyaji manga namaskuru."
Krishna 说 "Manmana bhava madhvakta madhyaji manga namaskuru."
Krishna said, "Just become mine." Devotee, always think of me, offer me obeisances, and worship.
Krishna 说，只要成为我的奉献者，总是想着我，向我顶拜，崇拜我。
So here is Krishna.
这里是 Krishna.
If you simply think here is Krishna Radha, Krishna Diti, you may be fool number, rascal number one. That doesn't matter.
如果你只是想着这里是 Krishna， 主要的 Krishna 的神像，就算你是一号的傻瓜，一号的恶棍，那也不要紧。
But you are getting impression of this Radha Krishna. Think of, how nicely Krishna is regarded. This much.
当你得到关于 Radha Krishna 的印象，想着他，啊 ，Krishna 装饰的这么漂亮，就这么做。
No erudite scholarship.
不需要非常博学的学问。
Simply, Krishna says, "Manmana bhava madhvakta." Here is deity worshiping nicely as it is. Regulated principle.
这里是神像，按照规范走着，很好的去崇拜它。
Even if you are not worshiping, simply think of Krishna. Here is Radha Krishna. Impression.
即便你不崇拜，只是想着 Krishna， 啊，这里是 Radha Krishna 这样的印象。
So what is the difficult？
有什么困难呢
？As soon as you see Radha Krishna， you get some impression。
一旦你见到 Radha Krishna， 你得到一些印象。
Think of that impression。
想着那个印象。
What is the difficult？
哪有困难呢
？Manmana bhava madhvakta， worship me。
崇拜我。
If you have got opportunity, worship.
如果你有机会崇拜。
If you are initiated, you worship here.
如果你启迪了，可以在这里崇拜。
Or you install deity at home, as our Kshirodapsai Prabhu is doing.
或者你可以在家里树立神像，像我们的 Kshirodapsai Prabhu 所做的。
Everyone can do it.
每个人都可以这么做。
What is the difficult?
有什么困难？
Now ask him how he is happy.
可以问问他，他有多快乐。
The whole family is happy.
整个家庭都快乐。
Not only he, but his wife, his children, everyone is happy. Practical.
不仅仅是他，他的妻子，他的孩子，每个人都快乐，这是实际的。
Manmana bhava madhvakta madhyaji manga namaskuru. And if you cannot do anything, simply come and offer your obeisances, my dear Lord Krishna.I am so poor, so unfortunate, I cannot do all these things. But I offer my humble obeisances unto your Lord.
如果你什么都不能做，只要来到这里进行顶拜，我亲爱的主 Krishna， 我是这么贫穷，这么不幸，所有这些东西我都做不了。但是我向您的莲花主进行谦卑的顶拜。
That much also.
那么多也行。
If you do this, you become spiritual.
如果你这么做，你成为灵性导师。
So, simply by accepting this principle, and even if you are not learned, illiterate, you are hearing so much from Bhagavad Gita, you simply repeat that.
只是通过遵循这些原则，即便你没有学问，是文盲，你已经从 Bhagavad Gita 那里听了这么多，你只需要去重复。
Simply repeat them.
只需要重复。
There is no question of becoming very learned scholar.
并不存在成为博学的学者的问题。
God has given you this ear.
神给了你这对耳朵。
Even if you are blind, you cannot read. You can hear.
哪怕你是瞎子，你不能够阅读，你也能聆听。
So Krishna over there, What is Krishna? This is Krishna Upadesh.
这是 Krishna Upadesh.
And at last Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja.
在最后 Krishna 说 Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja.
So if you simply preach this cult, my dear friend, my dear brother, you surrender to Krishna, you become Krishna.
你只要传播这一宗派，我亲爱的朋友，我亲爱的兄弟，你向 Krishna 皈依，你成为灵性导师。
You become spiritual master. You go door to door.
你成为灵性导师，你多家住户的去传播。
No other talks. Simply say, my dear friend, you are very nice. You are very learned.That was adopted by Prabhupada Saraswati.
不需要讲其他的话，只需要说，我亲爱的朋友，你是这么好，你这么有学问，这是 Prabhupada Saraswati 所采取的方法。
Dante nidhaya tinakam, padayo nipatya, kakusatam kritvacha aham abhruvimi, his hadava, sagalameva vihaya dura.Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kurutanurava. The meaning is the preaching. Very easy.
这意思是传教非常容易。
Dante Nidhayatinakam. According to Indian system, if you put a grass on your mouth, it is the sign of that you have become very humble.
按照印度的习传统，如果你在嘴里衔一根稻草，那表示你变得非常的谦卑。
If you approach a person with a grass in your mouth, you will immediately know that you are coming there with very, very great humbleness.
如果你嘴里衔着稻草接近一个人，他一下子变得明白，你是非常非常谦卑的来到这里。
That for Dante Nidhaya, this was the system.
因此 Dante Nidhaya 这是方法
Dante Nidhaya Tunakam and touching his feet
而且触摸他的脚、
immediately touch his feet
立即触摸他的脚
immediately, even if he is enemy he will be a friend
即便他是敌人他也能成为你的朋友
even if he is your enemy it is so nice process
即便他是你的敌人这是这么好的方法
Take a grass on your mouth and immediately fall on his feet, padayo nipatta, and with folded hands, much flattering.
嘴里衔着一个稻草，拜倒他在他脚下，双手合十，进行奉承。
Dante nidhaya tinakam padayo nipatta, kakusatam krityacha. All flattering words.
讲许多奉承的话。
Aham Brahmi.So immediately he'll agree, yes, what you say I'll hear.
立即他会同意，好吧，无论你说什么，我都会听。
Immediately convert to hear you at least.
至少你能一下子把它转变为聆听你。
This does see how perfect process is.
看一下这个方法多么完美。
Then what is your purpose, sir? Why you are becoming so humble, meek? And now say, but yes, sir, I will say.
那么您的目的是什么呢，先生？为什么你变得这么谦卑？请你说一下。好的，先生，我会说。
What is that? He sadhava, you are a great sadhu.
说什么呢 ？He sadhava, 你是个伟大的 sadhu.
Although he is maybe rascal number one.He still call him. He is Sadhava.
哪怕他是一号的恶棍，你仍旧叫他 He is Sadhava.
Yes, I am Sadhu. Yes. What is your proposal?
是的，我是 Sadhu. 是的。你的建议是什么呢？
Now kindly forget all nonsense whatever you learn.
请认识的把你所学的一切无聊的东西全部忘记。
That's.
你就是这样。
I'm flattering you because I want that you forget everything, all these yogis and these and that and meditation. Please kick out all.
我在奉承你，因为我希望你能够把这一切都忘了，这些yogi、冥想、这个那个，把这些都踢开。
Then what I have to do?
那我该做什么呢?
Chaitanya chanda charane kuru tanurāga. Just adhere yourself to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
再把你自己附着在主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的莲花足下。
Then he becomes Buddha. That's all.
那样你成为灵性导师。 我希望你们每一个人，男人、女人、男孩、女孩。 都成为灵性导师，遵循这一原则，只是真诚地遵循这原则，并讲给大众。那么Krishna立即，那么你立即成为 Krishna 所最钟爱的。Krishna 在 Bhagavad Gita 中说 ：“Nachatasmad manusesu kaschin me priya kritma。” 一个尽心这一谦卑的服务、进行传教工作、传播 Krishna 自觉的人，没有人比他对我更为亲切。So
if you want to become recognized by Krishna very quickly. You take up this process of becoming spiritual master, present the Bhagavad Gita as it is, your life is perfect.
因此，如果你想要非常快地得到 Krishna 的承认，你要采取这个成为灵性导师的方法，按其所示的呈现 Bhagavad Gita， 你的生命便完美了。Thank
you very much.
谢谢大家。结束。